except today we do have a crystal ball. I'm Crystal Miller, and I am guest hosting Drive Through HR, and my guest today is the fabulous Celinda. Celinda, I'm so excited that you could join us. Why don't you give everybody a hello and tell them about you?
Hi, Crystal. So happy to be on and excited that you're hosting. I said to you earlier, I've been stalking you for many years on social media, so it's super awesome to have a voice to your Twitter handle and Facebook stream. So I'm Celinda. I work with Hewlett-Packard. I support our global talent acquisition division or department by basically managing our digital strategy for recruitment marketing and our talent brand. That's a very big title. So for the most part, I would say anything that has to do with digital and recruitment marketing falls to me.
Well, I think that's pretty fabulous. So I think we're going to have some fun. Y'all have some really awesome things going on. But before we do, let me just make sure that I throw out that if you are tuning in, you are listening to Drive Through HR, the number one HR show on the interwebs. It is hosted by Brian Wimpen Emeritus. We've got Nisha and William Tincup, who I think is at Missouri Sherm. So everybody give William a big shout out today. That said, let's get to it. What's keeping you up at night?
So I've always been a recruiter, a sourcer my entire career, except for the many, many years I bartended. And so this recruitment marketing or digital strategy is new to me. It happened extremely organically, a promotion at HP. So I've been in this role for about 2 years, and obviously I've grown a lot, but the biggest things that keep me up at night is to make sure that I'm doing it right. And I have some awesome mentors out there, yourself included. But it's such a big thing, you know, to make sure that you're what you're doing, and it's for HP at that, you know, you don't want to mess anything up.
Oh, well, one thing I will tell you from experience, mistakes bring about some really awesome results. So I wouldn't worry about messing anything up, and it doesn't look like you are. You had some pretty big successes. You want to share some of them?
So recently we're up to 72,000 fans on Facebook. Our growth for all of our channels has been organic, except for LinkedIn. So LinkedIn is owned by our marketing department, and the $1.7 million there we have paid for. And when I say we, marketing, HP marketing, not talent acquisition. But everybody on Twitter and Facebook is 100% organic. So that, to me, every time I see anything in the thousands, I'm like, oh, my God, you know, it's fantastic. We recently launched this super awesome 3D augmented reality application that's going to help us drive candidate engagement on university recruiting.
Okay, let's press pause on that. So
yep.
Actually, I'd like to press pause with you twice. So first one,
okay.
Let's talk about your different channels. You just hit on something that is a sore spot, maybe not the right word, but it's a murky area that people are muddling around, which is the owning of social properties and the sharing of them between marketing and HR. So you said LinkedIn is owned
yes.
by your marketing department.
So our
Talk
company
about that.
Page.
How do y'all work? Yep.
So the LinkedIn company page is owned by marketing, and they have forever, even before talent acquisition requested a seat at the table. So even before we got a strategy behind it. So. I want to be honest, it was really hard for the individual that had my job before me and people before him to have a relationship with marketing. You know, having a relationship with anyone is hard. I think it takes work and it takes a little give and take. I shout out to my marketing team. We get along fantastic. I have two global posts a week that I post, and then two regional that are targeted to specific countries. But if I need anything up, or, you know, I have a fresh idea, or I run across something that I think they should post, they absolutely help me out. I don't feel like I run across any red tape with them. But again, it's been a work in progress. It's probably taken us a good, 6 months to get here, but I do feel in a good place. On LinkedIn, though, we as a talent acquisition organization have our own, career pages. So we have a gold package, and we have four geo-targeted pages on there. But we refresh the content, probably maybe every other quarter or so.
Awesome. So what do you think of the showcase pages? Are y'all using them? Are you going to use them?
The career pages?
No, the actual showcase pages, the feature that LinkedIn put in last year.
Yes, yes.
So
sorry, I missed it. We do have showcase pages, but they are all also owned by marketing, and they are reserved for our businesses. So, for instance, you know, HP Software has one, HP Enterprise Services, and so on. And those are also managed by marketing.
Cool. So y'all don't really play on those spaces?
No.
All right. Well, let's talk about your 3D reality app because, I mean, come on, augmented reality, super cool.
Okay. So about a year ago, HP throws this conference called HP Discover annually in the U.S. It's actually twice a year, but once in Spain, I believe it is this year. And so last year, our organization put this contest together where they wanted to send talent acquisition delegates to basically learn about the products and come back with cool ways to, like, re-energize our talent acquisition organization on, you know, how to use the project, how to talk about it. They really wanted us to get really immersed in the technology, which was super awesome and genius. And while we were there, we were told that if we find something that we like and we could bring it back, and how could we bring it back? So you had to come up with, like, a business case of some sort. Can't say that I won by any means. I actually acquired the project after the person, his name is Dustin, was in my role, and he moved on to a promotional role. But it's been a labor of love, 13 months, and I can't say I did this all alone. My digital media team helped. We also have a employee experience team that helped. But we all got together with the Urasma team, and we wanted to develop this application that, A, would make us look cool and leverage an HP product, and, B, that was speaking to the university, you know, candidate population. So it's very jazzy. I got to pick music. It was, you know, I'm not at all if you hear it, you'll see it totally has my stamp of approval on it. But and it walks them through the entire career process at HP and the things that we're able to offer the candidates. So career progression, we talk about our social innovation abilities, we talk about HP University, which means you never stop learning. You know, it drives them to apply right away. It takes them to all our digital media pages. And then we end it with a video of our employees talking about how we make it matter, because at the end, that's our brand. So we wanted to incorporate that as well.
Yeah, so you and I were talking about that a little bit before the show, the employees make it matter. And really, let's talk about how you see employees fitting into your recruitment strategy and really your content mix, which, as an aside, does it not make you giggle a little bit when people say, oh, you should have content for recruitment marketing? What else are you going to have? Sorry.
Exactly.
I read that somewhere today and was like, wait, what? How do you not have content for recruitment? There's always been content in recruitment. I think we're just kind of putting more of an emphasis
exactly.
on it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I've been in this role for almost a year, and the strategy was slightly different about a year ago. And, you know, nothing wrong with it. It's just I'm a more visual person, right? So if I want to buy a laptop or a tablet, I want to see it, right? You want to, like, really connect with it and feel like it's your own, and you see it and you visualize it, right? And so I really thought what was missing from our HP career strategy was the fact to really connect with someone and say, you know what? Meg Whitman, you know, our CEO, is powerful female, you know, CEO, came from eBay. She's got all these awesome things. She's a swimmer. She loves country music. Why is that? I want to work with her. I want to work for her. But those are things that I felt were missing at the time. We weren't humanizing our people, and we weren't leveraging the cool things, A, they were doing at work, but the cool things that made them be a part of HP. And so I felt that that was 100% missing, and also we have very big values here that we weren't showcasing either. That's what we changed immediately, and we put the employee at the center, leveraging their stories. And what we noticed very easily is, well, at first they were very hesitant to share stories, like, I don't know if I want to get on social media. But once they started sharing and they got feedback and people started applying, and not even so much applying, but, you know, commenting back and talking to them about, wow, I didn't know you did that, or how awesome, whatever, you know, Meg's a swimmer, wow. Those things really started building a community, and that at the end of the day was extremely important and for us is to start showcasing HP in a good light in, like, a community-type aspect.
Yeah, I totally feel you on that. Well, and I'd be interested to know what kind of results did you notice or did you measure how much your employees were sharing your messages prior to integrating them, and then how much, like, what percentage the uptick was after you started integrating employees into your content strategy?
Well, so prior to the way that we changed things, we were very low fans. So we have I just ran these numbers the other day. So from this time last year, we've had 62% growth over Facebook and Twitter. And I want to say that right now, when you look at all the comments that we get, it's primarily HP employees. So back then, when we got 5 likes, I was throwing a party in my kitchen. And so, you know, our biggest post this week had over 500 likes, primarily from our employees, you know, wishing Meg Whitman a happy birthday. And you have no idea, like, I wanted to have a block party because we had 500 likes on one post, which never would have happened a year ago, ever.
Yeah, no, I totally feel you. I feel that way every time I share something with American Heart Association and Michael, and I'll be like, oh, my God, did you just see how many likes I got, or did you see how many comments it was, or did you see how many employees shared this? And the employee-generated content, man, it's, I mean, people act like it's some sort of, I mean this in the nicest possible way, so that's my precursor for I'm probably about to offend a whole bunch of people, but people act so surprised that employee-generated content performs so well, and it's like, well, but that's the only content that for sure is not a sales message, right? So
exactly.
Why wouldn't it? But it does. I mean, it performs so well. So, okay, cool. You've got a lot going on from your employees internally. Are y'all measuring, like, the shares that they're sending out and looking at kind of the way that they're, in turn, proffering that message out to their networks?
So pretty soon, I hope, I mean, I don't want to run before I walk, but we're looking at Q Social. And so pretty soon we'll be able to have more measurable results. I mean, right now everything's tracked by a Bitly, and it's all me and Insights and, you know, Hootsuite Analytics. It's nothing. We don't have a tool per se that I can really dig deep. So I'm hoping that fingers, toes, and every single limb cross, we go forward with a Q Social in a couple months.
Check out Social Chorus as well.
Okay.
I think you might like some of the stuff that we use at AT&T, and I think you might like it. It's a really neat program, but it will help you sort of keep some of your employee share messages on point.
Okay,
so you can give them a suggested copy and suggested things that you'd like to see shared by your employees.
Okay.
And then they have the ability to share it or not share it as they will, but it auto-populates some text. So it can be nice for kind of keeping some of your messages on brand.
Yeah, so that's kind of what Q Social does. The way that it's set up, and if we launch it, we're going to do a pilot, but it basically sends a text to your individuals that are approved to be a part of the pilot, right, or part of this program. And once you upload or schedule brand, you know, messaging, and like I said to my leadership team, we would just leverage the content we're already putting on Facebook. We're not going to create anything special or on top of that. They get a text to their phone saying, here's a link, you know, post this. And then they can share it to Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn all from that one SMS text.
That's fantastic. It's a good program. Q-Social too. I like it.
I'm excited. Yeah, I'm excited about it. And they're not paying me for that promo at all, I promise.
No plug. But did you – TweetWalls, did you get your – you were talking about this recently. I think because Stacey Zafar was looking at one for an Ice Cream Social at Zappos. But you had mentioned that y'all were using something or was looking at using something. Talk to me about that. What prompted you to want to do that, and what did you notice coming out of it?
So I guess I got this idea a couple of months ago where we thought we should run like a contest of sorts, right? And I thought, what a great population to leverage is our interns. And so we came up with the HP Twinternship contest. It ran for 3 weeks. They had a HP slate as a prize, and we had the interns submit videos, and they got selected. We selected 5 of them all over. It was a U.S. pilot, so it was all over the U.S. across multiple business units. Awesome, awesome kids. They were probably not kids, college students, but they are fantastic. So socially engaged, some of the best pictures I've seen come through, and we needed to measure the effectiveness of their, you know, social reach. So we powered up with Zoomf and ran the contest for 3 weeks, and Zoomf was phenomenal. We could see exactly how, each tweet how much reach they got. We were able to, you know, rank them weekly and send them little updates throughout the week. They could go in and also see how much power, you know, behind the tweet or their Facebook or their Instagram post they were getting, because we had this, like, awesome social hub. And not, you know, shout out to Zoom if they're not paying me either, but they were super fantastic. They really were able to help me bring this idea to life. And so anyways, we just finished the contest on Friday, but they were phenomenal.
That's awesome. Yeah, I really liked your twinternship program. It was so neat. Was that a brainchild of yours?
Yes, it was something I came up with, and then I partnered with Danny, who is our global intern lead, and I kind of threw the idea out at her. As most of my ideas come out, they're, you know, half-assed, for lack of a better word, and she totally ran with it, developed frameworks. I can't take credit for all of the, you know, nitty-gritty, connecting with legal, coming up with the prize. She did all of that work. She just took my baby idea and made it come to life.
So a lot of what I hear you saying, and correct me if I'm wrong here, is that some of the best ideas, or let me really get into the best ideas, but some really great ideas come out of things that are just ideas or thoughts or, yeah, that didn't make any sense at all. Let me try that again. Some of the best outcomes you guys were having came from things that were just ideas. They were thoughts, things that you wanted to try to make possible. It was stuff that you were trying out, as opposed to like hardcore, uber-polished strategies.
Yeah.
That, yeah, you know? So what do you think, like, for the person that's listening in that maybe wants to try to start doing some of the stuff that you're doing, or looks at it and thinks, I could never do that because, you know, I'm not an HP or something like that, what advice can you give that person?
So I'll tell you that, like, exactly what you said, my ideas come to life, and I have an awesome team, and you know, I guess people believe in my ideas, right? And the core of it. So they do help me bring them to life. But, you know, I never thought I was creative. I was a sourcer. You know, I was good at finding people. I was good at matchmaking. You know, I was really good at deep diving with my hiring manager and having them, like, believe in me that they should hire Joe Schmo that I sourced off, you know, Google. And, you know, for a while, that took a while to even get them to believe in me. But that's who I am. That, you know, so to come up with these, like, photos and, you know, ideas and concepts, like, that is not who I was. So I say, if you have any bit of passion, just light the fire, because once you get going, I mean, you can attest to this, Crystal, like, you know, one little creative thing opens up the door for something else. And also find someone that's going to champion you. So I got a lot of no's before I got a lot of yeses, and probably my no's outweigh my yeses, but you know, find someone that's going to believe in you regardless of what idea you put forth, and that person will help you through. And honestly, the higher up the food chain they are, the better. But don't lose sleep over the fact that you may not be the most creative person or you've never done it, because like you said earlier, you're going to make more mistakes than you know, acceptable, but that's totally fine, because that's what happens when you're learning.
Man, I think some of the best program ideas came out of mistakes or things that didn't happen the way that you expected it to when you were in development and testing, and that's all right. But hey, let's do a quick reset, because we're just over halfway through.
Okay.
If you are just now tuning in, you are listening to Drive Through HR. It's a 30-minute snackable show of what's keeping HR professionals up at night. And today we're talking with Celinda Appleby of HP Careers. Celinda, you're doing some fabulous stuff. I think we're onto something, and I want to keep following through with this. So we're talking about how sometimes happy accidents end up being best ones. And you had shared earlier a little bit about your background. So this wasn't something that you grew up expecting to be. You didn't wake up at 8 years old and say, I want to be a recruitment marketer. So why don't you talk us through kind of your background and how you shifted into this?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I was a sourcer for HP, Enterprise Services, in their, you're not going to believe this, but in their cleared technical world. So I was looking for people that, you know, have high-level clearances and are not on the Internet. So that was a super fun job. I did that for about 5 years. And I'm a big believer of going to conferences and bettering your craft, right, all the time. And so I was at a Recruit DC conference, which is a local recruiting conference here that's founded by Ben Gotkin. You probably know who he is. And this was probably 3 years ago, and it was a social media recruiting session. And, you know, the speaker was like, raise your hand who's using social media for recruiting. And, of course, you know, I put my hand up. I thought LinkedIn was social media for recruiting. And then she started calling off all these sites I'd never heard of. So I was a super novice 3 years ago. And then I got so entwined, I created a profile in everything you could imagine, and I felt the need that I needed to source and figure this out. At the time, HP barely had a digital footprint for their careers portion. We were leveraging a lot of the marketing product stuff. And so it kind of timed out well. I did that for about 6 months as a sourcer. I started training our teams internally on how to build a personal brand and, you know, just kind of taking everything I had learned and sharing it because that's just who I am by nature. And, you know, lucky as it may be, about 6 months later, they opened up a role for Digital Media America's lead. I applied, and I got the job. And I honestly thought the job was like, oh, sweet, I'm going to tweet and Facebook all day. And I didn't realize that the job probably entailed, you know, coming up with strategy and coming up with SOPs and all this stuff that I had no idea I was getting myself into. So that's kind of where we are. But it all started from a conference that I went to and realized how behind I was and compared to my peers.
You know, I think that's a pretty, I don't want to say it's a common way of getting into it, but I think a lot of us have similar stories, right? So it wasn't something we had expected to do, but it needed to be done. You saw the need, and you're doing a bang-up job. So what's next for you?
I don't know. I think I'll stay in this role for a little bit longer. I'm finally feeling comfortable. We recently are in the process of reorganizing our organization, and we have a new VP at the helm, and she's super invested in digital. And I think both of us together can partner and really make big changes to how HP is viewed externally. So I'm real excited to have her on board. So I'm going to be staying put here and just kind of taking it to the next level.
Hey, I think that's great. So next level project, what's your next project that you think y'all are going to be working on?
So the biggest thing I'm working on right now is we're basically looking at digital recruitment efforts for, you know, university hiring. So we're putting together this awesome campaign that's going to be driven globally. We're putting together a team that we're calling the HP Careers Dream Team. It's key executives and other HP employees that we're going to use as our story. So, again, stick with the whole employee at the center, but go to our top-level individuals and have them tell us their stories in a human way. Like, I want to know, do they run? Do they swim? Are they a morning person and a night person? So we're going to try to get you insight into, like, the Martin Finks of the world and what they're doing to attract talent.
Oh, I love that. I love that so much. I was at Illinois Sherm yesterday, and actually the subject of my presentation falls perfectly into your world, which was how to attract talent into a me-centric society. And we talked a lot about the importance of the employee. So what kind of employee feedback? So when you're featuring someone like that and you're sharing personal details and bringing that into the work setting, you know, you said at first employees were a little bit reticent, and now they seem to be more excited about it. You know, do you have any quotes or not a lot of quotes, but do you have any quips or feedback on from the employees about what you're doing?
Okay, so good example. Our chief diversity officer was recently featured, top 30 African Americans in tech. And, of course, I was like, I need to put your picture on Facebook, and I need to do this, and we need to do it now. And he picked up the phone and called, and he was like, I absolutely love your passion. I'm so excited. Thank you. You know I want to do this. So I definitely see that the tide has turned. It's not hard for me to pitch it anymore. And people really feel happy about it. I mean, he's already retweeted us a few times. So, I mean, that happened today. So the feedback is positive. People are excited. I think it's been really a really good thing for HP.
That's awesome. So now, the more that you do it, obviously, the more content you have. Let's talk a little bit about how do you make sense of that and structure of it, content repositories, calendars, that kind of stuff. What do you use, and what did you start with? Are you into something that's like a program at this point, or are you working off of a spreadsheet?
We're doing PowerPoints, spreadsheets for Twitter and spreadsheets for the blog, but PowerPoint for Facebook, and we kind of map it all out with adding blocks in there. I have a team, so I don't do this alone. I have three people that are part of the team for each region, a person that represents each region. And so we meet biweekly, talk about the calendar. The calendar's fluid. We do plan our campaigns. We have currently we have 9 global campaigns, and each
Are you there? Okay, so I think we maybe lost Celinda. Celinda, if you can hear this, call back. And so we don't just sit here waiting for Celinda to call back. I will say if you've not checked out Celinda's properties, there are some pretty, there's really some pretty compelling content on HP's career sites. So you can reach them on Facebook at HP Careers. Sorry, they are on Twitter as well at HP Careers. And really, I think what makes what Celinda and her team are doing so compelling, and obviously I'm not alone, they have 72,404 followers as of today, is the fact that they are focusing on employees, and nobody really wants to be sold to, right? So when you go to their page and you're looking at it, they're talking about Brian Tippins. They're talking about, which is, I guess, one of their leadership. They're talking about their work environments. They're sharing stories of things that have meaning. They're bringing meaning to work. And that's probably what we should be focusing on. Hold on just one second. I think we have her back. Yeah, so me ad-libbing on your stuff is not working for me. I'm so glad that you're here, Celinda.
So sorry. I don't know what happened.
No, it's fine. Yeah, you know what? Stuff happens, but I'll drop that call. I'm glad you're back. All right, so you've got a team week by week. You are fluid. In the last 4 minutes, tell me, you know, do you want to give your team a shout-out? Who do you got working with you?
Absolutely. So I have Desiree Chavez in Americas. I have Kelly Nolulesco in EMEA and Adam Buck in APJ. My entire team is comprised of HR, sourcers, and recruiters. Nobody has a digital marketing background. They are fantastic, you know, awesome people. Each one of my regional leads manages channels. So Desiree is my Twitter guru, and Catalina's Facebook, and Adam runs our blog. They are super smart, super creative, great people. I hope one day we're all able to be in one room. We do spend a lot of time together, but I couldn't do this job without them. And
that's,
I should shout out my digital warriors, just so you know. So under them, these people, my regional leads have digital warriors that work for them. And these are recruiters that are basically brand ambassadors and help us, champion HP careers and help us with content. So we have a robust team. Nobody's paid on my digital warrior team. They're all recruiters and sourcers as well. So it's just a bunch of people that have a passion for digital. And we've done all of this, you know, organically. So it's been really a good, fruit of our labor kind of thing.
That's awesome. And I love that you have like a name for them. It's digital warriors. They should have t-shirts.
They should, right? I'm going to pitch it. I'm going to make them shirts. You know what? It's like they're warriors. So when everyone talks about this war on talent. I didn't come up with that. But so I see, they are my warriors out there. They know what's going on. Who can you trust more than anyone else? Your recruiters. They know why people are turning down jobs. They know how to connect with candidates. So it makes perfect sense that we have them on the team, and they do a fantastic job. They're awesome, creative people, and they give that to me for free. I mean, they have a full-time job on the side.
That's awesome. That's when you know your program has hit, like, uber adoption, right, when your team is willing to take on extra work part of it. Well, we've got about 60 seconds left, and I want to make sure people know how to get a hold of you. So let them know where you are and where you'll be next.
Absolutely. So you can find me at Twitter. It's Celinda Appleby, first name, last name, super easy. You can find me on Facebook, LinkedIn. Feel free to send me a connection. I'm going to be at Talent Connect. So I will be leading a session on talent brands. So hopefully that's the next thing I'm doing. So hopefully I can meet you guys there.
Awesome. Hopefully I'll see you. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are headed out. Guys, if you didn't get a chance to catch this, hit the replay. It will be on the Twitters and the Facebooks. So have a wonderful, wonderful day, Selena, and we'll talk to everyone tomorrow.
Thank you.